Hello everyone, thanks for coming here. I come from Emory University and but also work with a team in Penn State University. So today I will represent of them and to do this presentation. And first of all, I don't have any financial relationship with other people, so it's nothing to disclose. So my topic for today is intimate partner violence against female sex worker in China, explore the role of stable partners. First of all, I would like to give you some background information about the IPV against women worldwide. In the general population, in the developed country, such as US and Canada, is about 25 to 30% women have experienced IPV. And in the developing countries, such as India, the prevalence is even higher. According to the study, it's 60% of them have reported IPV. So this prevalence is relatively high. And regarding our target for today, the female sex worker is even higher. According to a study conducted in New York, it said 70% female sex worker has experienced IPV perpetrated by their stable partners, so it's even higher. More information about the IPV against female sex workers. There are several types of IPV we will examine today, including physical, emotional, and sexual violence. The physical one, I'll give you some example, physical assaults. The emotional, maybe use some verbal to humiliate the women. And the sexual, just rape or some unwanted intercourse. So the perpetrators of violence in our study, including clients and stable partners. And the consequence is also very severe, including physical health problems, mental health problems, and also have some reproductive problem, unexpected pregnancy and abortions, and also including the sexual transmitted disease, including HIV infection. Several factors already confirmed as highly associated with IPV against the female sex worker, such as the younger women, they may more likely to experience IPV. And also our previous study found the HIV risks, such as the inconsistent condom use, that also are highly associated with IPV. Okay, so because our topic today is talk about stable partners, here is some data that we found from another study, but also in among the female sex worker and their gatekeeper. The gatekeeper means their managers, their manager of the female sex workers, because female sex workers, they need someone to help them to find clients. So there's some data to support the stable partner in the life of female sex workers. It's kind of mixed. They either play as a comfort or stressors. There are several quotes from their, from our study. For example, one 23 years old girl said, "My husband does not work. It pays too little and you need to work too hard. So he stays home, cooks, and take care of me. I make money for the family." And another quote from the gatekeeper, who is 60 years old, said, 80% of girls have boyfriends here. Some of the girls have husbands in their hometowns. And their husbands don't know what they do here. Oh, maybe the husband just keep a blind eye on this. The miss need a boyfriend here because she works till 2 to 3 a.m. every day and alone and far away from home, and they are very lonely. So we can see that the stable partner play as a kind of protectors or companies of this female sex worker in their lives. So on the other hand, there's some also evidence show that the other side of the coin, they also play as a stressors in the life of a female sex worker. For example, the 32 years old gatekeeper said, Most girls get upset because of boyfriends. If clients treat them badly, they may not that upset. And another girl, 26 years old, said, I dare not tell him I work in a massage parlor. Any man would feel ashamed if his girlfriend does this. If he found out, he definitely would break up with me. And another person said, Amy's boyfriend doesn't work, she needs to make money to support him. It's more difficult to find a job. No factory is hiring, especially if you are not in a local resident. These girls are the lowest in the society. They cannot find good men, only the lazy men want them. So this evidence show that the stable partner also play as a stressor in the life content of the female sex workers. Okay, so next one, I would like to give you some information about the sex industry in China. So it's estimated like 4 to 10 million female sex workers in China. And the social norms toward the female sex worker is also consider them as a social evils, and the government consider this occupation is illegal, and they do the crackdown very frequently. And so the female sex worker in China, they suffer a lot of discriminations and experience very their life is kind of they need to hide their true identity of their work from their families, friends, in order to avoid such discriminations. And the operation of sex industry in China is also kind of there is a hierarchy in the sex industry. There is a bottom from the bottom to the top. For example, the female sex worker who work in the bottom of the sex industry, like they are street-based, or they work in the hair salon, so they earn very low income, and they each time they just charge very little money for their service, but they may work multiple times per night. But for the girls who work in the top industry, top level, they may only work one or twice per week, but each time they charge a lot of money. They may just support for the whole week, or for the whole month. So it's just a very different. And so talk about our study. Our study is conducted in the Southwest China, recruit the female sex worker from two tourism spots. And the participants in our study is 1,000 plus female sex worker, and 740 provide information about their stable partners. And there's several measurements, and I will talk about later. Okay, here is our model about how we run the analysis. There is three models. The first one, we include the characteristic of female sex workers, such as their demographic information, their HIV risks. And in model two, we added the stable partners' characteristics, such as their education levels, the types of stable partners. And in model three, we added another block, which is relationship stressors, such as the educational disparity between female sex worker and stable partners, and also some like whether you have a conflict with your stable partners, and also like whether you have a substance abuse, something like related to relationship, we consider as relationship stressors. Because each block of variables independently predict IPV against the female sex workers, so our purpose for design these models is to examine the independent contribution of each model. And here is our results. I don't go one by one, so I only present the final result, which including all the variables. So our result found that several factors closely related to IPV against the female sex worker, including education of stable partners, types of stable partners, like boyfriend, spouse, and lovers, and the frequency of having frictions with stable partners. Or if the female sex worker have multiple partners, they have higher prevalence of IPV, and also the substance abuse behavioral by both of them, and the educational disparities between them. Okay, there's some limitation. I'll talk first before I talk implications. The first one is because we conduct in the southwest of China, so we like consider it like a representative of female sex worker in other areas of China. And also, this is a cross-sectional design, so prevent making a causal interpretations. Another like key aspects of stable partner, for example, we do not have information about the employment status of stable partners. And also, we don't know whether they have kids or not, because they all consider as a kind of by the previous study show is kind of a highly associated with IPV. So, but because of the space constraints, we don't have such information. So, yes. And also, as most study conducted among vulnerable people, we suffer the volunteer bias and the socially desirable, report. And also, we may underestimate of IPV as in Chinese culture, we consider the kind of violence, the male violence is kind of a normal part of marriage or the sexual relationship. So the women may not consider they are victims of partner violence until they are seriously injured. And we are also kind of undersampling of straight-based female sex workers. However, although there's some limitation, we still have some limitation implications for future studies. Based on our result, we found the stable partner played as a constant and a key role in IPV against women. We also encourage the violence screening protocol should be incorporated with existing prevention programs. We encourage culturally appropriate interventions among these vulnerable women. For example, we could provide some counseling surveys to help them to reduce their substance abuse problems, and also we can help them to increase their coping skills whenever they encounter some conflict with their stable partners. And most important is the strategy of empowerment for these vulnerable women. If a woman, she cannot escape from the, if she have to depend on their stable partner financially, even her stable partner is a very abusive person, she may have still to maintain such a relationship without appropriate working opportunity or some training skills, she may still cannot escape such a relationship. So that's what we promote. Okay, so limitation we already talked about. So here, let's do something to help these women with broken heart. Thank you.